Done?
Yes.
Okay, give me, it's, I want to get the exact spelling. You're captain, right?
Yes.
Captain Don, spell last name?
Donister, D as in David, O-N, E, S as in Sam, T-E-R.
Captain, and you're with L.A. City Fire?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just going to start, and I want to just walk you through this.
Okay.
So take me back to the stage where Michael Jackson was seriously burned.
Okay, when he was seriously burned, right before that, there was a deviation in the planned...
Hey, Don, can I ask you something? I want to stop you.
Yes.
First, tell me why you were there, and then tell me what happened.
Okay, we were there for every special effects or audiences and you know, things that deemed to need fire safety officers. Myself, at the time, I was an inspector, and Jerry Thomas was an inspector. He was a senior inspector, and he was training me on pyrotechnics and how to deal with those situations. That's why we were there. We were doing that because that's what in special effects or television shows or any other type of special events, they are inspectors assigned to those particular areas.
So what happened on the stage when his hair caught on fire?
Well, what happened, he stayed in a position where he wasn't normally in the previous takes. And what happened, a shower of sparks went directly on his head.
So he was standing somewhere during that take that he hadn't been in previous takes.
That's exactly right.
And that was too close to the fire.
That was directly under the sparks. He was directly under the sparks, where before he was maybe 2 to 3 steps below that area when they were ignited.
How did it end up that he was under the sparks? Did somebody tell him to go there?
Yeah, I was backstage, and I didn't know what the situation was at the time, but the director gave me some instructions, and I overheard this, to stand there longer, you'll look more majestic.
Now, you said he was standing 3 steps from the sparks and then ended up directly underneath them. Did he tell him to move under the sparks?
Well, this in the last take, he told him right before that take, before he ascended the stairway to go up to the top, he said, I want you to stand there longer. It'll look more majestic. Now, I didn't know what that meant at the time. Also, I found out from Inspector Thomas that the prior technicians were told that Jackson's going to stay, he's going to be under the spark, and he's going to look, so he's to look like he's appearing out of the smoke. And that was totally against what the instructions from Inspector Thomas. And they did not inform us of that change.
So, in other words, Jackson was moving past the sparks, but you're saying the director told him stand there longer to look more majestic, and that's when his hair caught on fire?
Correct.
And when you're the one who actually helped him put the flame out, correct?
Yes. I was at stage right, I believe. I could see that there was a wisp of smoke because of the lighting and you know, kind of an alcohol-based fire. It's kind of clear. You can't see it. I saw a wisp of smoke, and I waited till he got to the bottom of the stairs, grabbed him around his waist, and took him down. I thought I saw a pair of hands that were patting it. I thought that was his hands, but it was Brando's hands, Miko Brando's hands. But I grabbed him around the waist, so I took him down to the ground. If you look at that video, you can see the I had a black jacket on that was wool, and I smothered it with that when I took him down.
What was Jackson's reaction as you were helping him?
He was just overwhelmed. He was very quiet. It was a very chaotic. And as you saw, Inspector Thomas yelled some instructions to me as we were leaving the stage, and we took him back and rendered first aid to him. And as you know, that the doctor at the hospital said that the first aid that was rendered, us putting the cool compress on his burn, helped minimize the severity of his wounds. And that that was never brought out. The doctor at Brodmann did acknowledge that when he was taken in.
What happened after the accident with the director, who you say had told him basically to stand in harm's way?
Harvey, until today, no one's talked to us about this incident. We were, and I'll give you a little background. the next day we were told that people may want to interview us and to stay in our office. And from 7 o'clock to about 3 o'clock, we stayed in our office, in our respective offices. About 3:30, I went to our public relations, our community relations department, and asked them, has anyone called? And the secretary there said, you've been getting calls from all over the world. They told them you guys weren't available. So that's until now, we've never really talked openly about what's going on.
So your point is the director, to get a better shot, put Michael Jackson in danger.
Put him in harm's way without notifying us as the safety officers.
Why was this never made public? Why do you think this never surfaced?
And it's only speculation on my part. I heard that, today just on the news that Pepsi bought up all the film and the rights and, to keep it quiet. And I think that's probably the basic reason, money and liability.
After you doused the flame or extinguished the flame, was Jackson conscious? Was he talking?
Yeah, he was conscious. As we were taking him back, he wanted to know how bad it was, and we said, your hair is burned to your scalp. It's about the size of the palm of our hand, all the way down, first, second, third degree burns. And also, he was worried that if his face was burned, we said, Michael, you're not disfigured in any way. Your face is not burned.
But he was asking about his face.
Yes, he was. He didn't know.
And he was very conscious of that.
He was very conscious of that.
Was he in pain?
He was in incredible pain. Now, I've been burned myself. I've been a fireman for over 34 years, and I've been burned. I've had my ears burned, my face burned, and yes, it's excruciating.
There are a lot of people who believe that the burn is really what caused Michael Jackson's downward spiral with drugs, particularly prescription drugs, that he was using them to relieve pain. It makes sense to you?
I think in a burn case, in any severe burn, you want relief as best as you can get it. And, without a doubt, with the resources he had and the attention that he had and the money he had, he went to the best of doctors, and I'm sure he did not want to suffer any pain. So that goes without saying.